Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Brown Girl Power. So this week we're going to be discussing study habits. For some of us, this is our second semester. For some of us, this is our last semester, but I think we can always improve our study habits. And I know I've been getting a lot of one-offs asking me, you know, how I changed my study habits second semester, or some people are worried that they didn't do as well as they wanted to in their first semester. And you know, we're here today to talk about how you can kind of change that, and that your first semester isn't like doomed. If you didn't do well, there's always a way to redeem yourself. So today I have Harjot with me, who is a colleague, a friend, who's in my law school, and we're going to talk about study habits. So I'm going to let her introduce herself to everybody here.
Awesome. Thanks, Jagdeep. So as Jagdeep said, my name is Harjot. A little bit about me is that I am a second year in law school, currently attending UC Hastings. I'm interested in corporate law, not really sure exactly what. I'm trying to figure that out this summer, hopefully, but mostly have my eyes on M&A, which is mergers and acquisitions, or emerging companies and venture capital. And for my undergrad, I went to UC Berkeley, where I started off as a econ pre-med student, quickly learned that pre-med was not for me, and stuck to econ, and then decided to pursue law school after working for about a year and a half.
Nice. So that's great, kind of letting us know. I think everybody sometimes assumes that everybody who's in law school knew they wanted to be a lawyer since they were little itty bitty humans, but that's not always true. Some of us found out, you know, halfway into undergrad or even after graduating. So that's a great sort of story for everyone to know that, you know, you can be a different major in undergrad and then just switch it up. So let's get into it, Harjot, then. What are some of the challenges of starting school remote? I know that a lot of schools this semester are remote for even 2 to 3 weeks. Some of them are longer, for a month. So do you have any like advice and tips about those challenges that you may have faced and how you kind of overcame them?
Yeah, I think starting school remote is the biggest challenge itself. But I think it's different for starting it remote, like for the first time ever, especially with law school versus, you know, for me, I've had like a year of remote law school. So I kind of know what I'm getting myself into this semester. But it's definitely like being able to focus, being able to find structure in your schedule, and also being able to, you know, continue those relationships that you have built, or building those new relationships in your new classes. I think one of the most important things that comes out of being remote is the fact that you have so much more accessibility now, whether it's to your classmates, whether it's to your friends. You know, you can just quickly hop on Zoom, whether it's to your professors, and just, you know, ask questions, talk out whatever, you know, you need to talk out. So it is challenging, but I think it's what you make of it. It might get isolating a little bit, especially in the beginning, but it's important to remember that it's the effort that you put in into getting to know other people, getting to know your professors. In terms of study habits, I would say just jotting down a schedule, like go on your Outlook or your Google Calendar and put down, like, what are you planning on doing? Like, for me personally, I would be like, reading for this class for this many hours, and I just have like a block for it. Do reading for this, do a brief for this. Just knowing that what my readings are coming up and what briefs I needed to be done. So just putting it on a calendar and having it, you know, visually in front of me was super helpful, and it just kept me on track.
That's perfect. And kind of the other thing you mentioned is like putting it on your Outlook and creating a routine for yourself, because even if, you know, this is your first time going remote, or if this is like your third time going remote, I think the biggest thing sometimes we forget is like that routine, because, you know, right now this could be temporary, so you could have to go back. And I've heard someone say that like they put in the commute time, so if it took them 30 minutes to get to school, they kind of like kept that in mind even though they were remote learning. And I think that's really smart, is like trying to keep a routine, so when you go back in person, it's not as challenging and it's not that difficult for you to like get back into it. Because I know for me, I think that was kind of hard, is like going from remote to in person, is like I had a different study habit, I had a different way of going to class, and then all of a sudden it was really different. So that is one thing to keep in mind. But the other thing is, Rachel, did you kind of like change your study habits a little bit when you were remote, or did you kind of like keep them the same?
So I think it was a mixture of both, because not only was I going remote for the first time ever, but I was going to law school for the first time ever. So it was like learning to balance both of those. I will say my study habits definitely changed from my undergrad experience. I really learned what it means to study smart and not hard. Even though I did catch up on that a little later on post, like, first semester. But, you know, just utilizing the tools that are available to you, like Quimby or LexisNexis or whatever it is for, like, briefs of your cases. I would still read my cases and brief them in my book, but I wouldn't spend so much time doing the briefs myself if they were available for me online. In terms of my study habits, I think one thing I really learned after the first semester of especially being remote was, like you said, having those breaks even in your schedule to really just step away from everything. And it's hard because you get caught up with studying nonstop because, you know, now your home space has become your school space and your school space has become your home space. And it's hard to really detach yourself from, like, school, or maybe it's hard even to get yourself into focus and really start working on things that you need to do. So having those necessary breaks, whether that means going to take a walk, whether that means going to the gym, whether that just means having dinner and watching TV, but being able to take breaks, I think really helped me, really changed how my focus worked from first semester to second semester.
Yeah, and you know, that's a perfect way of kind of like adjusting again to like your study habits, or, you know, adjusting to a new way of life, because like law school reading is really intense, it can be really dense, and so sometimes you can't do all your reading at one go, you have to like take time to do them. But you said my favorite phrase ever, which is work smarter, not harder. And that is honestly the best advice I think anyone has given me, or I have given to anyone in law school, which is like, yeah, if you have a Quimby, if there's a case on Quimby, read the Quimby case and, like, take notes and do your reading, but your reading will go by so much faster if you've already done Quimby, because you already have that background knowledge, and those complicated legal sort of doctrine is kind of easily defined for you. So I feel like that is extremely helpful, and some people will be like, oh my gosh, you use Quimby, like, why do you do that? You know, screw that, and, like, don't listen to the noise, because whatever works for you may not work for the other person. And I think it's really about, like, figuring that out for you, which is all trial and error. Like, your first semester, you may not have done well, but that's okay, because you had to figure out kind of, like, what worked for you and what didn't, and then learn from that experience and then apply it in your second semester, right? There's plenty of people that I know that didn't do that great their first semester, but did really great second semester because they learned. They were like, okay, I'm not a group studier, or like, I need to be a group studier, or I need to do my outlines like a month before finals. And some people are like, oh, I don't really have to do my outlines. Maybe I can use someone else's outline and just like add to it. So it's really about figuring out what works for you. And I think not like letting other people judge you if you're doing something different than they are.
Yeah, I think also you shouldn't really be sharing like study tips if you feel like you're being judged for them. The whole point of sharing study tips is like to get like helpful experience. Like you said, you look at Quimby first. I actually read my cases and look at it after, because it's like for me to solidify, did I understand what I read, right? And the same thing goes for outlining. Like, I personally can't look at other people's outlines for studying, and I have to do my own, but I know people who did really well in my classes who honestly just looked at other people's outlines because it saved them time. So it really depends from person to person and what works for you, and you have to figure that out.
Exactly. And you know, the other thing I heard with is, what are some study habits that you kind of had for yourself in the first and second semester of your law school career?
Yeah, so the study habits I think that I've kept the same, whether it was first semester, second semester, last semester, even going into my fourth semester, is that if I am reading cases, I am going to brief. Like, whether that is even like straight up copying and pasting from Quimby, because Quimby has exactly what I have in my textbook when I briefed in my textbook. But it's just like having that like visual representation of briefing really helps me, especially when we're doing a discussion in class. It allows me to follow along and keep me like engaged and focused when I'm not talking in class. I think another really good thing that I've kept is participation in class. I think keeping myself engaged, and that doesn't necessarily mean that I like raise my hand every time to answer questions. Yeah, there have been classes where I've done that, but most of the time it's just when a professor asks a question, I'm answering it in my head, like, and then when the answer is out, like, I kind of like see where I understood, where I didn't, and kind of figure things out from there. But I think the study habits that are really important is the ones that you do in class, which is like being engaged and kind of paying attention to what the professor really is putting an emphasis on. And like outside of the class is putting in the work that is necessary, like consistently. I think that's the biggest tip I can give, at least for what works for me. I've kept like the same is the amount of work that I put in to law school consistently. That means from, you know, day one till finals, and that, yes, there'll be breaks, there'll be holidays, and obviously I won't work or I won't be putting in the same amount of hours, but consistently able to know, and also planning ahead when I do have those days come up where I'm like, you know, instead of spending 4 hours today, I can only spend two, and just planning ahead whether I'm going to cover for that before or I'm going to cover for that. But being consistent with your study habits is the biggest thing that I've kept the same, and it's really worked out for me.
Yeah, I will say the two major things is like consistency and then also just like creating a schedule. I think anyone and everyone that I've talked to, or even the people I follow on Instagram, it's like they have a schedule, right? They're real. One, they're realistic with their schedule. Like, if they know that they can only study for 3 hours in a day, they're not going to plan to study for five, because then that's kind of like demotivating. So I think, one, be realistic with your study schedule. If you know you're someone who's a nighttime person, don't change it and become a morning person just because other people are doing it. And then it's like, if you are somebody who needs more time to read something, or, you know, you need less time, it's like, take that into consideration when you're making your schedule and try to stay as focused as you can with it, if it's possible, right? Because it's like, that's what's going to keep you, again, in that routine. And I think that's what's going to keep you on your game and help you from falling behind, is if you're consistent and you're making that schedule for yourself. So it doesn't have to be like 12 hours studying every day, but it's just like realizing like, oh, okay, I have these classes on these days, and this is when I'll do the reading, and this is when I'll find the time. Because you also want to be able to enjoy your law school experience and go out and talk to people. And the only way you can do that is if you are on a schedule. Is if you're like, all right, from 6 to 7 I'm reading, or like from 5 to 3 or 3 to 5 I'm reading, and then I'm able to like go to dinner with friends. But if you don't have that, then it can be hard to balance everything because you're trying to do too much and you're not really allocating like the proper time.
Exactly. I think one of the most important things that you said is, it took me a little while to learn. Actually, I didn't learn until my third semester, which is, you actually have to live your life outside of law school. Yeah, it may look like there's people who are studying like all the time. I'm not saying I don't put in the hours. I do, but it's learning to stay in your lane and knowing like what works for you and what doesn't. And that's the biggest thing, is like, just worry about yourself. Like, it might sound harsh, but it's not. Stay in your lane, worry about yourself, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like, people think that they need to, and this is the thing, sometimes you overshare in law school, like, what we're doing works really great, so we need to tell everybody. And it's like, no, sometimes you can just keep it to yourself. Or it's like, don't go out and ask every single person what works for them, right? Like, you made it to law school, you worked your butt off to get here, so you kind of know what works for you, so stick to that. Like, if you know that you're somebody who studies a certain way, don't change it just because you're in law school. Like, figure out what works and adapt. Like, that's the biggest thing in law school, is like, if you can adapt, you'll be fine. But if you're out here trying and changing and doing things completely 180 from your nature, you're not going to be maybe as successful as you want to be, because, you know, you're still in the trial and error method. So I think taking your first semester and really like not beating yourself up about it, but just taking it as a learning experience of like, what did I do? How did I study for finals? Did that work for me or did it not work? And then now in second semester, really like taking those changes and those, that input you're giving yourself, and kind of readapting and creating a better schedule for studying for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the other thing is, Harjo, did you have to really change anything from your first to second semester, or did you kind of like just keep things the same?
I think I kept things mostly the same because it did work out for me. I think one of the biggest changes I made was, you know, taking the briefs from Quimby. What I've done is, I'll keep my rule like my rule out of the brief that I've done out of the book. I won't change that. But I do make sure that it's very similar to what Quimby has, because if it's not, that means that I might not have understood the case as well as I thought. But yeah, using the resources that you have, whether that's Adaptabar, whether that's Quimby, my study habits that change is the first semester I did study in a larger group throughout the semester, and I realized that that doesn't really work with me. And I don't like to review as much during the semesters, even though I will continue outlining throughout the semester. But when it comes down to final studying, I just need that one person that I know that I study well with, and just review with them from the beginning till up until finals, during finals week, and not do it during the semester. Because I really do think that I didn't take time for myself during the first semester. Like, I didn't go on walks. I didn't really take care of my health as much. And that's something I definitely changed in the second semester. And it sounds crazy, but it does make a difference when you eat right, when you take care of yourself, like you go to the gym, or when you go on a walk, even a 10-minute walk, just getting outside and getting some fresh air. So those things, I think, definitely helped with my second semester grades coming out better than my first.
Yeah, I think that's another thing is, like, even if you have to change things from your first to second semester, the few things you should change if you didn't your first semester is, like, go outdoors, right? Take care of yourself. I know right now with the pandemic, things are harder, but, like, you can still try to go on a walk or work out in, you know, in your home, because I think that really does make a difference. I've seen it for myself. Like, when I take care of myself, I feel better. I feel more energized. I feel like I am more positive in my thinking. And on the days where I haven't, like, I'm more negative, or I'm just, like, not energetic. So that is definitely really important. I'm glad Harjot mentioned that, because I think that's something that's really underrated and people don't necessarily talk about it. And everyone's like, study, study, study. But you're more than just a textbook. You're not a textbook. You are a human being who needs sunshine, light, air, interaction with other people. So make sure you kind of do that throughout the semester. But Harjot, before we go, and I'm so glad you were here and we were able to kind of do this, because I think, again, everyone needs a little morale booster sometimes in their second semester to know it's not doomed. Like, you're fine. You can bring it back. I've seen people not do great their first semester, and now they have, like, their dream job. So it's all about perspective, and it's all about adapting. But is there anything else, Harjot, that you kind of want to give to people to maybe improve in their second semester, or improve, you know, like I said, this could be your last semester, but it doesn't hurt to, like, do better, I guess, if you have anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I think one of the things, and we've pretty much covered a lot of it, right? Whereas, and like, if you didn't do it so well the first semester, that's okay. Learn what worked for you. Do that and try to see what something new can work for you. And if you did, I think this is also something that you don't hear often. If you did do well, do not slack off. Do not take that as an opportunity to be like, I mastered law school. Because trust me, it's going to take the same amount of hard work to keep up those grades. And another thing is, grades aren't everything. Yes, you know, during the second semester, you should try just as hard, whether you did well, whether you didn't do well. But at the end of the day, grades aren't everything. You bring a lot to the table, and just keeping that in mind, that grades don't define you. It may seem like that right now in law school, but even when you start doing your OCI interviews or you start looking for jobs, you know, who you are as a person, I think, matters a lot more than just your grades.
Yeah, and I echo that 120-30%, where it's like, your grades have a place in your life and a place in the job market and the job search, but your networking, your other skills that are also just as important, also play a really big role in how successful you'll be in law school, or, you know, if you get that dream job or not. So don't let grades be, like, defining you. Don't let them define who you are, because you have a lot more to offer. And trust me, firms and jobs and, you know, people will see that when they interview you, is like, you're more than just the grades that are on your transcript. And I think it's harder to take that in when you're a 1L, especially, because you're like, wait, what? Like, my grades matter so much. But I think when you kind of go through law school as a 3L, it's like, you learn that your grades have a place, but they're not everything. And you can definitely show to employers and professors and other people that you're more than that, and you have a lot more to offer than just your grades.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you, Harjot, for being with us today. I'm so excited to have you here and to, like, give everyone a little bit of tips and tricks of how you did your, you know, things that worked for you your first semester and up until now. And then I'm sure everybody else is feeling like overwhelmed as always because it's law school, but I really hope this podcast kind of helped you understand that, you know, there's more to life than grades and that you can improve. The biggest thing was like, you can improve, you can get better, trust me, from your first to your second semester and from your second to your third and even to your last semester.
Yeah, exactly. And also, if you go to UC Hastings and you're a 1L, feel free to reach out to me.
Okay, yeah, so we're both at Hastings. So yeah, reach out to her Jolts, reach out to me. I will probably put her Jolts full name in the description so you can easily find her like on the Hastings email listing, or you know, you can find her on, you know, anywhere else. So on LinkedIn too. So go ahead, add her, ask her questions, because that's the other thing is like, you can get through law school if you are not by yourself and you have some cool people in your corner. And I can say that her Jolts is a great person to have as a friend and a mentor. So yes, do that. But thank you so much, Adore, for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome. All right, guys, we're going to be signing out.